Sir Louis, I see the man them hard at work on your farm, man.
Yes.
But how the dry weather treating you?
Why, Peter, I tell you, it's not pretty at all, you know. I have salad orders to fill from two hotels in Montego Bay, you know, and it don't look like I'm going to make it at all. The dry weather, it make the tomato them small. Not to mention the sweet potato, them full of worm. Right now, I'm thinking about digging a well. Yeah, a well should solve my problems until the rain start fall regular again.
What? Dig well?
Yeah.
Just so? You don't need some kind of permission for do that?
I don't think so. This is my land, and if water is under the earth, it is mine too. I must feel free to dig a well and use it if I like.
Not so fast, Farmer Louis. It may be your land, but anyone planning to dig a well or abstract water from a main source must receive a permit from the Water Resources Authority. Stay tuned for more information on the authority, its functions and services. Established in 1961, the Water Resources Authority WRA began a project under the United Nations Development Programme UNDP and Food and Agriculture Organization FAO. Today, the WRA has evolved to incorporate even more roles and functions. Senior hydrogeologist and head of the WRA Permits and Licenses Unit, Jeffrey Marshall, outlines some of the agency's responsibilities.
The role of the Water Resources Authority is to conserve, protect, allocate and manage the water resources of Jamaica.
The WRA has the legal authority to monitor and issue permits and licenses. It also measures surface and groundwater levels to ensure the conservation and sustainable regulation of the country's water supply. And who does the WRA target in its efforts?
The stakeholders are all water users. We're partners with the National Water Commission, the National Irrigation Commission, the National Environmental and Planning Agency, Rural Water Supply Limited, other government agencies. When you think about who uses water, in that sense, everyone is our stakeholder.
So whether you're a mechanic, a teacher, or a farmer like Mr. Louis, the work of the WRA impacts you. Jamaica is one of few islands with such an agency. So how does the work of the WRA differ from that of the National Water Commission?
The National Water Commission has a role of providing municipal water and sewage services. So the NWC has a responsibility to provide drinking water or water for usage for the general public. While the Water Resources Authority is mandated to manage the water resources of Jamaica, period. NWC, as well as other users, do have to get licenses to abstract from us.
Imagine if everyone had the freedom to take water from any source at any time. Lack of regulation can lead to wastage, pollution, and complete depletion. The WRA ensures that water is distributed equally, reliably, and safely. So Mr. Louis will have to get permission from the authority to drill a well, even though the land belongs to him.
A lot of times people will think that there's a spring on my land and I can do what I want. But that's not quite the case. All water is crown water or belongs to the government of Jamaica in a sense. So you owning a spring or owning a well gives you the right of access to the spring. But if you're going to use the water, you need a license to abstract.
But why? It's my land.
Because if you have a spring on your property that may flow downstream, you may say you want to use the water, but there could be someone downstream who's also using the water and they have the right to say, you know, you can't just take all the water and leave none for me. So that's where we come in, where we would assess the yield of the spring, assess how much water each person needs, and allocate the water equitably so that we would say the upstream user gets X amount and the downstream user gets Y amount.
Thinking about yourself alone would be kind of selfish, you know, Mr. Louis. Because you are not the only user who needs access to the water. That is why the WRA is there to monitor and make sure so everybody benefits.
And sometimes when you try to pump water from a well, you are forcefully pulling water from another location. The WRA helps to prevent this.
Oh, you know, I never see it like that.
If you're interested in digging a well, you will need to submit an application form and the relevant accompanying fees.
Well, now that I know what to do, I'm going down to the WRA first thing tomorrow morning.
All right, boss.
In our next episode, Mr. Louis will take the necessary steps to obtain his drilling permit from the Water Resources Authority. Visit their website at wra.gov.jm for more information or call 927-0077.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.